I strived very hard to be British because, like most kids from immigrant families, you know, you strive very hard to blend. You don't want to stick out. You want to assimilate. And so I remember having lots and lots of rows with my parents. I remember once, oh, terrible. I'm so ashamed of myself. I had a terrible fight with my dad once, and we were talking. It started off by something really stupid, like, you know, why wasn't I eating the merluzzo or something? And I said something like, well, I don't like all this Spanish stuff. You know, why can't we just have, you know, bacon and eggs? And he said something like, but you're not English. And I said, yes, I am. I'm English. I was born here. I'm English. I don't want to be. And I just went off on a rant.
Probably the 60s too, right?
Yeah, exactly. And my father just sat there and rather looked at me quietly. And then he just said, you know, Alfredo, it doesn't matter how English you feel. An English person will always remind you that you're not. And at the time, I was furious by that. But I realized, of course, he was absolutely right.
It probably, I wonder, being an American and thinking America is so great, I wonder if it might have...
I'm an American too now.
Well, there
great.
You go. Would it have been easier to feel like an American given your national origins of your parents?
Well, I think had my family taken that route and emigrated to the States, I think maybe things might have been different. Who knows? Certainly in Britain, growing up in the late 50s and 60s, the assimilation of, certainly if you were white, the assimilation was relatively easy. And also in those days, my parents were involved in a traditional trade which was almost completely Southern European. Uh-huh. They were in the catering business. Uh-huh. My father was a waiter and a head waiter. My mother cleaned rooms in hotels. Nowadays, all that whole area of industry is now Croatian, Polish, Baltic. You know, in those days, it was all Latin people. So it was easy to assimilate. And certainly when I was at school, I sounded like I do now. But there was always I remember once, there was always a sort of level of I remember my first agent in England saying to me, I was Alfredo in those days. And he said, you know, darling, I think you ought to drop the O. You don't want to play Spanish waiters all your life. And I took his advice, and I did. I dropped the I, so I became Alfred Molina. And of course now, any actor with that name wouldn't dream of doing that.